That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah. That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Good morning, millennials. Welcome back to The Morning Toast and happy Tuesday. Hope everyone's having a great day. I am having a great day because I'm seated with, you know, a regular co-host. It's my husband. It's Ben, boy with no job, founder of SpritSociety.com. Use code Toast. But today you are on the show as a hero because something just happened that honestly blew, like, I see you in a whole new light. We walked into the studio. Well, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you, darling.
We walked into the studio and we were like freaking out because there was crazy construction going on outside. Lots of loud noises. We didn't know what to do about the podcast. And you said you were going to go down and check it out. And then 5 minutes into you going to check it out, silence. So you've just returned. And I want to know how did you do that?
I went up to the guy in the truck and asked him to turn off his truck.
That's it.
Yeah, and I am here to tell you, Kim Kardashian said it right. I'm going to butcher it, but if you just get up your ass and work.
Get off your ass. No.
Get off your ass. No, get up off your ass.
No, it's get your fucking ass up and work.
Great. So if you get up and you ask the person who's has
and
the truck
on. They were receptive.
To shut it. Yeah, I said, hi, we're trying to film a live show. Your truck is, it's a refrigerator. That's what it was. So like, it's like they had delivered the fish and their refrigerator was still on. So like the next guy that's getting delivery is going to get smelly fish, but it's not our problem. That's not our problem.
Not at all. Oh,
not
my God.
At all.
You're a hero. I was like, what are we going to do about the podcast? I was thinking of maybe going home to record.
Mm-hmm.
But you're a hero.
I got you.
Saving the toast. Thank you for doing that.
Anytime.
Welcome back to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful.
Yeah?
Doing wonderful. I love coming on this show.
We love having you.
Great week. All great weeks. Wonderful Passover.
Wonderful Passover.
We had some great seders.
How are you doing not eating bread?
I'm doing well. Just... Matzah is just very confusing.
It's
like, it tastes delicious, but then really binds you.
That's what we were talking about yesterday.
And if you don't eat it, then you're really just dieting. Like, you're not, like, in, like, the Passover spirit.
100%
you're
in
just on, like, a really restrictive diet.
Like keto.
Like
carbs.
Like keto season.
Totally. And so, are you feeling like you might break your chametz?
No. No need to break it.
For sure.
I'll just have, like, terrible stomach pains for the next week.
Yeah, you're feeling bound up?
Matzah's tough. Like, that's it. Like, I don't know how else to explain it.
It's not a good digestive, that's for sure.
No, it binds you, and then it splinters you, and it's...
Yeah.
We won't get into it, but it's no good.
Well, I wanted to update everyone since yesterday. I told everyone about Theo's journey to the vet.
Mm.
He did go to the vet, clean bill of health, said a lot of, you know, his stomach things, you know, his refusal to eat might be behavioral, or he's just fighting a little stomach bug, nothing crazy. But they did suggest a teeth cleaning, which if you're a dog parent, you know that's something you really put off because you have to put your dog under anesthesia, which is just, like, seems unnecessary. But they had an opening, so Theo is currently at the vet. He's under anesthesia. He's getting his teeth cleaned, but hopefully he's going to, you know, wake up with gorgeous breath, gorgeous teeth. And we're just, you know, we're worried parents right now.
Yeah, it's scary. Just because, like, 17 and a half pounds anesthesia just doesn't sit right with me. But I'm sure everything will be fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I will say that he was unbelievably energetic last night and this morning, which makes me think that all the stuff going on with him was just a stomach bug.
Yeah.
But that doesn't change the fact that he has plaque-y teeth, and
yeah,
we gotta get rid of the plaque.
He's about to turn 5, so, like, it was time. We've known we wanted to do this over the years, but now the doctor said, like, it's officially time. So we're just, you know, keep Theo in your thoughts and prayers. Prayers up for Tiggs. Hopefully, you know, he's gonna have gorgeous teeth, and it's all gonna be good.
Yes. But are you throwing him a birthday party on the toast tomorrow?
Yeah, Theo's birthday is 420 because he loves to smoke pot. And I was thinking of baking him some, you know, weed-infused dog treats.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. Maybe I'll get some balloons for the toast tomorrow.
Yeah.
Who's on tomorrow?
Tayshia. Or just have him here.
She'll love it, but she doesn't know Theo, so she'll be like, what the fuck is this?
No, she'll quickly bring him into her heart.
To know Theo is to love Theo.
Exactly.
So what's new with you, Ben, before we dive in? I know you're going to recap Fast Five with me, which I'm so appreciative for your time.
Everything's wonderful. Spritz is wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
We're launching in a bunch of new markets, or have launched. We're now live in California at your local BevMo or Total Wine, Florida at Total Wine, Illinois. We're live in Chicago at Foxtrot, Texas with Specs, Massachusetts. I wasn't supposed to say that. That's tomorrow.
No way.
Yes, we're live in Massachusetts in Total Wine and actually a bunch of liquor stores.
Woohoo!
Yeah, we're expanding like nicely in Massachusetts.
Yeah, and the Boston Toasters, the Bostines, like they go fucking hard. Like I think there's going to be a statewide shortage of Spritz because like the Bostines are fucking wild.
Well, there should be. And if Spritz Society is not available in your area, you can go to spritzsociety.com and use code BWNJ, B-W-N-J, for 15% off.
Yeah, Ben gave himself a higher code than Toast. Like, I thought that was fucked up.
You want 15?
Yeah. Give the Toast back their 15%.
It's 10% the Toast.
So why is yours more?
I don't know, because people use it less.
That's smart business. I like that.
So, well, for today, BWNJ, 15% off, and maybe another day, Toast will be 15.
That's okay. Use your code. You know, mm-hmm. get all your clicks.
I need some validation on my code.
Use your code all the way. Code BWNJ, B-W-N-J. And we have a new flavor launching soon.
Yeah, we do. We have, like, to use your terms, mm-hmm. we have a sickening flavor launching. Like,
yes, I've tasted it.
Like, it's so good. And we just have a new... We have a bunch of new stuff coming out in May, and it's just really exciting. New stuff is great.
I love new stuff. I love drinking, and I love being on the Toast with you.
I love being on the Toast with you, too.
Have you been listening, catching up with some of the co-hosts? Any favorites in the last... You haven't been on in a couple weeks.
No.
So you haven't listened to one single episode?
Zero.
So I support your ventures, but you don't support mine.
You support your ventures because it's also your venture. Can I get a cut of the Toast?
No.
Good. Make me a co-owner in the Toast. I'd be happy to listen to all.
Step off. Okay, well, it's nice to know.
Step off!
Oh my God, that's what I was singing at School of Rock.
Step off!
Best I love movie that movie. Ever. If you were a character in School of Rock, who would you be?
Dewey.
No, like one of the kids. Like, which kid did you
Lawrence.
Identify? The pianos.
I'd be Lawrence. No, actually, I'd probably be...
Like, when you were a kid watching the movie, like, who did you identify with?
No one. How could you possibly identify with that motley crew?
I honestly, like, as much as it pains me, but it's important to, like, know thyself, I was giving Miranda Cosgrove energy.
100%. You were her.
Yeah, and, like,
except
I still
you have
am.
You have a much better voice than her.
Yes, but, like, the way she was just, like, leader of the group, directing everyone, giving jobs, orders, bossy.
Actually,
like that.
Sorry, Olivia is Miranda Cosgrove.
Yeah, Olivia has Miranda Cosgrove energy, too.
Especially because her voice is not good.
Hopefully she doesn't listen to today's episode.
She will. And she'll appreciate it.
I don't know. I kind of feel like you're the head of security.
I could be.
You're that guy.
That's a good guy, I guess.
Yeah, he's a legend.
Yeah, I mean, the movie is legendary.
For Ben's, like, a recent...
Oh, wait, I didn't mean Dewey. Is Dewey his friend?
Dewey's the teacher. Well, he pretends to be Dewey.
Yeah.
You didn't mean the real Dewey.
No, I'm not the real Dewey. I was making sure that you didn't think I was talking about the real Dewey.
No, I knew you were talking about Jack Black.
Yeah. Can we agree that the worst part Sarah of that
Silverman.
Movie ever is Sarah Silverman?
100%.
I think that movie single-handedly made her a villain in like 90% of America's eyes.
I couldn't agree more. She was the fucking vote.
Horrible.
And I will say, like, one bright spot of COVID, like very small bright spot, was your birthday.
Where's
like,
my birthday?
Where we couldn't do a lot. And we went to the movies in Jersey City. Like, it was a completely empty theater. Oh, no. You rented out a movie theater.
It was not my birthday. We went to a birthday party.
Oh, yeah. It was Lior's.
For my friend Lior.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Where he rented a movie theater and we watched School of Rock in the theater.
$99. You can rent a theater.
Not per person. Total.
Total. So we threw like maybe 10 or 15 people. I invited Taylor Strecker, Taylor Donahue. We all like got so many snacks. I think somebody brought like a joint and we watched School of Rock. And it was really like... a highlight of my life.
It was fantastic.
A great birthday party.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah. Also, speaking of COVID, big news yesterday. Mask mandate was lifted by the government and therefore not enforced by individual airlines. So I think United, Delta, American, Southwest, most of them, JetBlue, came out and said they're not enforcing the masks. And when the news came out, it's so crazy how, like, you can be in the air, but, like, you're still very much, like, mm-hmm. connected with the real world. Because people who were in flight during the announcement from different airlines, like, the flight attendants were, like, ripping their masks off and, like, crying. Like, these people have been working for 2 years now in, like, such annoying conditions on an airplane. Like, it's tight, it's hot, wearing a mask. And I felt so excited for them.
That is lovely. And I was going to say something totally different until you told me about the emotional response on board.
I saw a video that makes me feel like a pilot crying.
That's
like,
really nice.
Yeah, no, it's just like, first of all, it's torture. If you still want to wear your mask, like, do you, but you don't have to wear it now. And it just, that feels like a real signal, like, we're coming out of this, you know?
Yeah. Feels
good.
That's great. I was going to say, like,
I have some trips coming up, and I'm just excited.
I was going to say, like, I'll believe it when I see it. Like, I know I'm going to get on a flight and, like,
there's going to be drama.
Someone's just going to yell at me. Like,
no, I do think that, like, the amount of videos we're going to see about, like, in-air flying, like, fighting, you know, between people, passengers, like, you know how we've been seeing so many people refusing to wear masks. I just think we're going to see a lot more videos like that, people fighting, you know, like, because people are very divided. Like, I was reading comments, you know, Brian obviously is a travel, like, news source, and on his Instagram he posted about it asking people what they think, and like the comments, people were fighting so hard, like, I'll be wearing my mask forever. Another person was like, freedom. So like, people are still super divided. I think we're gonna see a lot of fighting videos.
Yeah, I mean, personal choice now, which is lovely.
Yeah, that could because never be me. Like, no, one of my worst fears is ending up on like a video like that goes viral of like people fighting on an airplane. Like, that will never be me. I'll get off the plane.
Terrible.
If somebody starts fighting with me, like, I will get off the plane. I will deplane. I will deboard.
As a personal choice, I think I'm going to bring a mask on planes and use them when I enter the restroom.
Oh.
Because I really enjoy it. Like,
bright spot. I couldn't agree more.
I don't want to know what the bathroom smells like. It could smell great. Yep. It could smell terrible. I love the mystery of not knowing if the bathroom smells bad on
that
an airplane.
That is so perfectly put.
Yeah.
I completely agree.
Yeah, so.
Or even like the bathrooms in the airport.
Yeah, what they also need to do now that masks are mandatory, like, are not mandatory. Maybe they make one that has like a nice scent.
Air freshener?
Yeah, like,
yeah, Glade should come out with one, or Febreze.
Yeah, just like something that it's more like an air freshener for the nose.
Love.
Make sure that you can't smell those things you don't want to smell.
Listerine should come out with their own.
Yeah, that's good too.
Yeah, love the idea of wearing it in the bathroom, and I completely agree.
Yeah. Bathrooms in general, they're just gross.
Yeah, you know, also, like, one of my toxic traits is before the pandemic, like, before it, when we used to never wear masks on planes, my go-to thing to do in the bathroom on planes was to pop my blackheads.
Mm.
There's something about, like, the pressurized air.
In the bathroom?
In the bathroom, like, in the mirror. There's something about the, I think, like, the science of the air that makes it, like, prime pimple-popping season. But, like, I do know how disgusting that is. So, like, knowing that's what I do in the bathroom, I can only imagine what other people do in the bathroom. And I agree. Like, I will be packing a mask for the toilet.
That is something I didn't know about you.
Really?
That you didn't have to share it.
Like, no, I feel like it's very common. I'm not going to lie. Like, I think I've shared that before, and people were like, yeah, me too.
Nope. I don't think that there's anybody else on planet Earth that spends extra time in the bathroom popping their blackheads.
One thing about me is, like, if I'm shopping in a dressing room and, like, I'm trying on clothes, like, if I see a mirror, like, I will pop a blackhead.
That I understand a little bit more.
Like, everywhere. I'll be at a restaurant, like, looking in the mirror. Maybe, like, there's just a mirror in the restaurant. I will pop a blackhead.
Maybe it's just because you're smaller, but, like, I cannot fit in a bathroom at all on an airplane. Like,
yeah.
It's just crazy. It's so tight. I want to get out of there. I have to scrunch my head. I can't even imagine Brian in a fucking airplane bathroom. Your knees, like, it's just
totally.
It's just a terrible experience.
Do you remember?
So I just want to get out as quickly as possible.
Do you remember when COVID first started and people were saying, like, airplanes are going to be changed forever? Like, the way we sit, we're never going to sit 3 and 3 again. It's going to be, like, individual. And then we're going to be sitting backwards towards what? And, like, all these, like, sketches came out of what airplanes are going to look like, and nothing has changed.
Yeah, that's because the people who propose them aren't the ones paying for the plane to be changed.
Totally.
And the people who are paying for the plane to be changed know that everybody will forget that this ever was even a thing.
100%. Okay, so Dewey, are you ready to dive into the Fast Five stories?
I am.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
I beat
no,
you.
No, but you didn't do it.
I beat you.
No, but you didn't do it.
I beat the cringe.
Say it, though.
I beat the cringe.
No, you have to say. Are you ready?
Okay. Here are the Fast Five stories that you need to know before you wake up and take a bite out of your morning toast. Got it.
No.
And today's episode.
That's honestly so fucked up.
Yeah.
Like, that's my thing.
No, literally, the student became the master.
Wow. That's crazy.
Today's episode is brought to you by Omaze. If you've ever dreamed of having a chance to win awesome prizes like a karaoke with Charlize Theron, going to space on Virgin Galactic, winning a Tesla, then you've got to check out Omaze, the new way to give back to charity and have fun while doing it. Here's how Omaze works. You enter for the chance to win something amazing, and at the same time, you can donate to support great causes. It's a fun and easy way for nonprofits to raise money and for you to win big prizes, like $100,000. So if you go to omaze.com/toast and you select something like the financial freedom one, the deadline is to enter on April 30th, so hurry for your chance to win. And if you miss the deadline, don't worry. They're giving away $100,000 again next month. Mm. And through your donations, Omaze has raised more than $150 million to support over 350 nonprofits around the world. So everyone deserves a chance to live their dream, and with Omaze, extraordinary prizes are within reach for everyone. So right now they're doing the financial freedom prize. It's $100,000. Like, what would I do with $100,000? I would charter a jet, go to Turks and Caicos, and eat everything in sight. And they're doing it again next month, but this one is going until April 30th, so you can still enter to win, and by doing that, you're supporting a wonderful charity and maybe winning $100,000. So hurry and enter today for your chance to win $100,000 or any other life-changing prizes and experiences at omaze.com/toast. Plus, you can receive 20 extra entries when you enter with code TOAST20. So that's omaze.com/toast, and that code is TOAST20. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Visit omaze.com/toast for official rules. Today's episode is also brought to you by Thuma. Your bedroom deserves a refresh. And now is the perfect time to elevate the most important room in your home with Thuma. Thuma practice an intentional, less is more design philosophy for the bedroom. With clean lines, subtle curves, and lifestyle enhancing details, Thuma proves that simplicity is the truest form of sophistication. So introducing the Bed by Thuma. It is handcrafted from eco-friendly, high-quality, upcycled wood, and you'll find beautiful, unique variations in natural grain. The minimalist design feature, which features Japanese joinery, helps elevate any space. It's super supportive for your mattress. It's breathable, made to naturally minimize noise and create space. It's made for how you live, so the Bed by Thuma is backed with a lifetime warranty, ships right to your door in three easy-to-maneuver boxes, and it takes about five-ish minutes to assemble with no tools required. As people who have set up furniture together and nearly killed each other, 5 minutes is a very small price to pay for a gorgeous Bed by Thuma. Along with the bed, Thuma also offers other bedroom essentials to elevate bedtime. So they have the nightstand, the side table, and the tray, and they all perfectly complement the bed. Thuma works with One Tree Planted to plant one tree for every bed and nightstand sold, and all of their essentials are Green Guard certified. So ordering with Thuma was a really pleasant experience. The styles are really gorgeous and simple. I feel like they're very in trend right now. And if you're, you know, you moved during COVID or you're moving out, check out Thuma. I think you'll really enjoy it. Create the feeling of checking into your favorite boutique hotel suite, but at home, with the Bed by Thuma. And now go to thuma.co/toast and use the code TOAST to receive a $25 credit towards your purchase of the bed, plus free shipping and in the continental U.S. That's thuma.co/toast. Enter code TOAST at checkout for $25 credit. thuma.co/toast. Enter code TOAST. All right, Ben, you ready for the Fast Five? I'm not going to lie. They're bleak.
Okay.
Well, the first thing is like a picture that just sent me into a spiral late last night. Drake is hugging Taylor Swift in a throwback photo, and the theories have begun. Mm. So Taylor Swift fans can't shake off Drake's latest Instagram post. The rapper shared a throwback photo on Monday of himself giving Taylor a hug from behind as she holds on to him and nestles her head in his arm. And he wrote the caption, "They too soft to understand the meaning of hard work." And he snuck in this photo in the last slide of a five-part carousel, which also featured a picture of his four-year-old son, Adonis, throwing up a peace sign. But the Easter egg-loving Swifties are quaking, and they never miss a beat with the theories that Taylor Swift and Drake are collaborating on music. So people are saying this is a throwback photo. I don't know how that's been confirmed or denied. Like, why would Drake randomly post a photo from 5 years ago? Now, here are some of the theories. Like, it was the fifth photo in the carousel. The fifth album is 1989. 1989 is coming. And Drake has long been a part of Taylor's series. Like, when she was on the cover of Entertainment Weekly, she was wearing this jacket with all these different pins, and one of them was Drake. People thought maybe that was going to be a collab on Lover, but it wasn't. So Drake isn't new to the Taylor Swift era. I thought this picture was, like, very cute. And, like, you know, I'm really happy for Taylor. She's in a good relationship. But, like, look, isn't that, like, a really cute pic?
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it means?
I have no idea.
People are just saying it's a throwback photo. Like, how do you know?
Let me see.
Like, there's no date on it. There's no way to know if it's old. People are like, well, that looks like her. She is ageless. Like, she looks the same from the last 10 years. I have no idea if this is a new or old photo.
Could be new. It could be old. I'm not sure.
Thank you for that very helpful insight.
I'm not sure.
What do you think it means? Do you think it's just a casual, like, hey, look, I hung out with Taylor this week?
Well, you're saying that she is in a very serious relationship with another fella?
Yeah, another fella, yeah. Mm-hmm. Joe Alwyn.
So I would assume that it's not romantic.
I don't believe it's romantic, even though, like, I kind of want it to be.
Mm-hmm. And
do you think this means they're going to do a song together?
I think that it's an incredibly random thing to post, so I would assume that there's some meaning behind it.
Yeah, the people...
And if it's not romantic, then it's probably music.
The reason why people are quaking is because it's so fucking random.
It's very random and weird.
I think that, like, a song with them two would be, the like, the best song on earth.
It would crush.
It would crush. It would be, like... You know, like Call Me Maybe, in the sense, like, it would just be everywhere.
I love Call Me Maybe.
Me too.
It's a great song.
Hey.
I just met you.
And this is crazy.
It's a great song.
Such a good song.
I'm just thinking.
What?
That, no, it would be great. And, like, Taylor's, in my opinion, collaborated with people that, like, I just think stink. And, like, if she could pick somebody great, like, she's very rarely with somebody on her own level.
Yes, she does unique collaborations.
Yeah,
like,
she, like, picks these weirdos.
Not weirdos, but, like, I think she's not doing, like, big-time collabs with all these other people. She does, like, and most recently she did Haim. She loves to do Ed Sheeran. She's done Future. But nothing, like, enormous comes to mind. I think one of her greatest collaborations is her song, very not known, with B.O.B., called...
I love that song.
Yeah, what's it called? Hold on. I, like, literally, I own it on iTunes. Taylor's...
I loved B.O.B.
Me too. What happened to him?
I don't know.
Both of us. I wish I was strong enough to lift not one, but both of us. Such a good song.
Amazing.
But you're right. She's not, like, big into collabs. I feel like a lot of artists, like, make their bones off of collabs.
Or maybe I just forgot that she had all of those collabs and, like, the last album, which, like, I know everybody loved. Like, I just, like, didn't love
which
all
one?
Of them.
Which one?
I didn't like that song with, what is his name? Bon Iver.
Oh, well, there were two. So he was featured on Folklore and Evermore. She had two recent albums. They were They were, like, sister albums. They're very similar. I could write a whole dissertation on why Evermore's better, but, I liked the Bon Iver collabs.
They just, for me, I think that, was that the album where everything was very...
It was the COVID album.
There was nothing that ever, like, reached a chorus.
No, that's not it.
It felt like it never reached a high. It was always very...
It was an album made for quarantine, so it was very, like, emo. It was very Bon Iver, which is why she collabed with Bon Iver.
Understood. So, yeah, that album, I hated. And Bon Iver...
This is so offensive.
I'm sorry. It just, like, wasn't my thing. And I love Taylor.
You do. You do.
I do. I just, like, that... Maybe that's just, like, not my type of Taylor music.
No, you're into, like, pop queen Taylor, 1989.
For sure. And that's why I think that her and Drake would make a great song.
Yeah, and I think if she's going back to pop, I mean, she's been doing kind of, like, alternative these last two albums, but her pop is, like, her thing. And Red, the re-release, was, like, very country. So if she does go back to pop or just, like, popular music and she does a collab with Drake, I think it would be so sick.
Yeah, it would be amazing.
I hope that's what we're getting. There's been a lot of rumors on Dumois, like, Taylor dropping something, but nothing's come out. It's actually a big week for music. This Friday, Luke Combs is coming out with a new song, and he announced a new album in June, so, like, thank God. And, like, this is really niche, but I don't know if I told you about this. There's this girl I follow on TikTok, and she wrote this country song, and she played the verse and the chorus on TikTok, and it blew up. And so it's been months and months and months, and I'm just, like, waiting for her to release it. Her name is Meg Maroney. The song is called Heartbroken in a Hair Salon. And it comes out on Friday. And, like, I don't think I've really ever been so excited in my life. It's so good.
Yeah.
Called Bernadette, she had us in AM. So good. What music are you looking forward to this summer, Ben?
Simple Plan has a new tour. They're coming to the Seaport and to Asbury Park. And you already committed to coming with me, so we have to go to that.
I don't remember. Actually, now, I don't remember committing, but okay.
Wait, I think that we now actually are going to be in Texas.
We're busy. So Angeles. Sad.
Yeah, we might not be here. Mm. We might be here, though. Actually, no. I think it's right after your New York show. And there are still limited tickets available.
Thank you. Girlwithnojob.com/tour.
I think it's that weekend, so we could go.
Is Simple Plan still releasing new music?
Yeah, they just released a new song.
Oh, what?
I don't remember the name.
Oh, so you obviously like or love it.
No, I haven't really listened to it yet, but I love them, and I think that will be great. And speaking of other niche artists, I've played Him For You before. It's called Games We Play.
Oh my God, you're obsessed. You found them on TikTok, right?
This guy, Emian, is unbelievable. Like, his voice is... He just signed to... I'm going to butcher the name of it, too. Something Ramen that, like, also does Panic at the Disco, Fall Out Boy. Like, he really just, like, signed to, like, a serious label.
And he started on TikTok?
That's where I found him.
Right.
He is like Fall Out Boy, Blink 182 reincarnated right. into just an unbelievable artist, and he's releasing. He sent me a bunch of unreleased tracks.
Ooh.
And like, yeah, I'm that guy that gets unreleased tracks yeah. of music. So.
Isn't it like so crazy the impact TikTok has on the music industry?
Yes, it's also crazy to think about the way that the music industry operated before somebody could just drop a song and we could listen to it and like it.
Right. Like, and it could become a huge...
Without anything.
Without anything.
Yeah.
No, TikTok has left the music industry quaking, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. And like, it's the way that it should be. Like, if you then want to operationalize yourself and like go on a tour,
mm-hmm.
you need help.
Yeah.
But like, if somebody wants to listen to your music, they should be able to listen to it.
It and just...
You should, like...
It's always crazy to think about the artists who started on social media, like Shawn Mendes, one of the biggest artists in the world, Vine.
Bieber.
Luke Combs. A lot of people don't know that. He was a Viner.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, and it's great.
And I'm upset it never happened to me. Like, I could be a pop star right now if I just tried harder.
And what's great is that I am remembering that, like, maybe years ago, I said that TikTok was ruining music.
Yeah.
And I'm here to say that it puts people in a spotlight for a second, but if you don't belong there... It very quickly vanishes.
No, and it's really crazy how like people can blow up and like really make careers out of it.
They can, but I'm saying those bad ones that like shouldn't be getting the attention that they did, they also filter out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But like, do you know who Tate McRae is?
I know the name.
She's like touring right now. Everyone's obsessed with her. She had like one song go viral on TikTok and then another and another. And now she's like a full-blown artist.
Yeah.
It's just crazy.
Yeah, that's amazing. And you did mention that if you... Like, you could be a pop star. You're choosing not to be.
It's true. It's true. It's like when you have so many talents, it's like, which one do I lean into? But sometimes when I'm getting ready to go on stage, and like, I love, love, love doing comedy, truckers for my comedy. I do. But it's very, like, mentally taxing. Like, I'm just, like, always very, like, pent up, you know, before I go on stage. I'm, like, very nervous and stuff. And I always think, like, if I was going on stage right now to, like, perform, like, songs, I would be so happy.
Yeah, because it's... I'm not going to say it's easier, but...
No, but, like, it's... Like, you have it all memorized already, like, you know? And it's fun. It's fun. I think it's more fun, not easier.
I do wonder how hard it is to sing like that. Like, how hard on your lungs vocal. And vocal cords to sing like that for an hour and a half.
Well, you know, that happens a lot. A lot of people get nodes. John Mayer and Adele have famously had the same surgery. Mm. Lea Michele got it in Glee, so she didn't, like, actually get it. But it's... You can get, like, vocaled out.
Mm. Scary.
Thankfully, it hasn't happened to me yet.
Mm, yeah.
So I guess voice. We'll just have to wait and see what happens with Taylor and Drake. But like, I just feel like all signs point to positive.
Yeah.
But this could also just be like another Taylor Swift thing that's mundane, but we are making it like a whole thing and it's actually nothing. Maybe he just liked that photo of himself. He was, you know, cleaning out his garage and he found it.
No, no, no. There's no reason he posts that.
Maybe he was cleaning out his garage.
It means something.
He might have been cleaning out his garage.
Okay.
Okay, next story is about the Kardashians' current lawsuit with Blac Chyna. Blac Chyna is suing them.
Okay.
For like financial, emotional damages. She believes that they had a part in canceling her E! Show with Rob, called Rob and Chyna. Do you remember they had their own spinoff for a season? She says it was very successful and the Kardashians were responsible for getting it canceled, which I don't really feel like makes a lot of sense. I think it was canceled because her and Rob broke up, but whatever. But the proceedings have started and like they're in court with Blac Chyna. It's crazy. And all these sketches are coming out of people who are obviously there's no media in the room, but people are drawing sketches of like the Kardashians, Blac Chyna in the same room. And with jury selection, there was a little drama. So the Kardashians were visibly annoyed with the sex tape comments that happened during jury selection.
Mm.
So the Kardashians and the Jenners were less than thrilled to hear about Kim Kardashian's sex tape during the jury selection for the family's pending trial against Blac Chyna. Oh wait, they're suing Blac Chyna? I thought Blac Chyna was suing them. Page Six was inside the LA Superior Court when the Kardashian attorney, Michael Rhodes, asked a group of potential jurors if they had a strong positive or negative feeling about reality television. One potential juror, a man who appeared to be in his 50s or 60s, claimed that he'd never seen Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but he said, "I have watched Kim Kardashian's sex tape, and I don't think I can be impartial on this case." So when picking jurors for any sort of trial, it's important that like the people who end up in the jury like have no preconceived notions. Like, I think when Jackie went to do jury, they were like, a landlord was suing the tenant. No, the tenant was suing the landlord for bed bugs. So someone was like, if you've had bed bugs, you can't be impartial. So whatever, like you can't have any real strong opinions. So I guess it makes
sense. She's had bed bugs?
Jackie said she had bed bugs, I think, so she could bounce.
Oh, she made it up.
I believe. Don't quote me on that. So it's much harder when you're like a public figure because more people have strong opinions on you than a normal landlord or tenant. So the guy said he had seen the sex tape, and then the response elicited a roar of laughter from other people sitting in the audience. And that remark made Chloe, you know, she went over to Kim, fixed her hair, and was comforting her sister. And then Kris Jenner shook her head after the same man reiterated to the judge that it would be difficult for him to serve as a juror because he would be replaying that sex tape over and over again in his head. Kim kept her gaze forward towards the front of the room. Chloe looked visibly annoyed by the comment and carried the same facial expression with her as her sisters and Kris walked out of the courtroom for a break. So Chloe, Kim, and Kris are sitting in the front row of the audience. Kylie Jenner is there too. And Rob Kardashian was not present. Obviously, Blac Chyna was in the courtroom with her lawyer and her mom. Two groups of potential jurors, about 76 people, have been asked questions, and they're planning a third panel of questions on Tuesday. So I just wanted to...
So who's being sued for what?
Right.
And who's suing
so
who?
So E's Keeping Up with the Kardashians was on for 20 seasons, and during that time, several spinoff shows, including Rob and Chyna, debuted. And in 2017, Chyna filed a lawsuit against the entire Kardashian-Jenner family. Over claims of assault, battery, domestic violence, defamation, and interference with prospective economic relations. So interfering with prospective economic relations is her saying that they got her show canceled.
Okay.
She is seeking more than $40 million for losses of earning damages and more than $60 million in loss of future earning capacity damages. And the Kardashian and Jenners responded to China's claim with a lawsuit of their own. And they say that she violently attacked Rob. So she sued them, and then they sued her back. So now this courtroom is for them suing her back.
And they're all in court for what she did to Rob.
No.
That you just said.
No, so she sued them. I don't believe she won. And now they're suing her back for suing them.
I get it, but their countersuit is...
Is including
I want
that she violently attacked Rob, but I think they're suing for, you know, an overall thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is so messy, and it just brings me back to the Rob and Chyna days.
Terrible. That juror is such a dick.
I know. It's like, I can't. Even with the... You watched the first episode of Kardashians with me, right?
Yeah.
The fact that this is, like, still a thing after all Kim has accomplished. She's becoming a lawyer. She's helped people get out of jail. She's a billion-dollar business owner. Like, the fact that this is still at the forefront of people's minds is so fucking sad.
It can be at the forefront of people's minds because when you release a sex tape, you release a sex tape.
She didn't release a sex tape, by the
way. When a sex tape is leaked, a sex tape is leaked. Like, you're forever... Like, we Why? Just watch, because we just watched Tom, I feel like Pammy and Tom, and that's, like, significantly older. And
Pammy and Tom.
What did I say?
Tommy and Pam.
Tommy and Pam. Pamela Anderson forever will be associated with her leaked sex tape.
But Tommy won't.
Yeah, he will.
Why?
Because I think he is.
I don't.
Okay.
That show really highlighted how it affected her way more than him. Did you not take that away from that?
It definitely did, but I do think that it affected him, and he forever has that with him. But that's not the point here.
It's just easier. But I'm just saying that it's easier for a man to move on.
Sure. That, again, not the point of this at all. I'm saying that when a sex tape is leaked or released, it's always something that that person unfortunately has to live with. That being said, there is no reason why that juror needed to say that. Just keep it to yourself.
Totally.
Like, why are you such a dick? Like, it's such a...
No, but also I just feel like Kim's affects her more than other people's. Like, there have been many, many celebrity sex tapes. And I feel like I don't even think of it sometimes. Like Paris Hilton had one. I don't even remember.
Yeah, no one's even as close to as famous as Kim.
Yeah.
And no one wants to tear somebody down more than people want to tear down Kim.
That's true. That's so true.
Because they don't like sucks. They don't like how she got famous. They link she's famous. She got
from
her start from the tape. Versus Paris Hilton is famous for being rich.
Yeah.
And cool.
But it's just so played out. Like, grow up, move on. Like, Kim has accomplished so much. Like, being like, Kim Kardashian got famous off a sex tape. And, like, being a Kim hater is, like, such a losery personality trait. Like, I will hate you if that is the way you feel.
Yeah. Agreed.
So, like, that just sucks that, like, she... I mean, I'm sure she doesn't fucking care. But, like, it's embarrassing.
No, I'm sure she does care. And it sucks.
Yeah. And, like, this Blac Chyna thing is just, like, it's giving losery energy. Like, and I feel like she thought she could sue them because they're, like, so rich and whatever, and she might win. But I feel like she got played. You play stupid games, you win stupid prizes. Now they're suing her.
Totally. And she'll probably lose money.
Right, of course. Well, when you sue someone, like, if I were to sue you
mm-hmm.
and I lose,
mm-hmm.
I have to pay your legal bills. That's how it works.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, because like I just randomly decided to sue you. You incur all these costs. Interesting. And if I had no ground to stand on, you shouldn't have to be out that money. So that when you sue someone and you lose, you incur their... That's why not like it's always a drastic thing to sue someone because you have to know you can really win.
I understand.
In order to effectively get paid. So we'll keep you updated on that trial. Things seem to be very tense over there in Calabasas. And we're going to keep moving on with a story that is like the craziest thing I've ever heard in my life. And it's brought to you by Allbirds. Spring is just around the corner and the warmer weather is perfect for exercising outdoors. So if you haven't checked out Allbirds yet, whether you love to spend time outside running and being athletic or you just love a comfortable shoe, like if you travel a lot, for me, Allbirds are the go-to airplane shoe. You've got to check out their new Tree Dasher 2. They just released them. It's the next generation of their best-selling, insanely comfortable running shoe that's made from a mix of natural materials that's better for you and better for the planet. They feel so comfortable, lighter than air. For me, like when I'm on tour, walking through airports, there's just so many long corridors, hallways, escalators, and it feels good to know that my shoes are not going to give me blisters. I'm not going to get uncomfortable. And I love the Tree Dasher too. So they add comfort to every run with lighter, more responsive foam. It has extra grip and an improved fit to keep you running and nature winning. So their lighter, more responsive foam adds spring to every step. And the materials are super sustainable. It's sugarcane-based sweet foam midsoles that are made with the first carbon-negative EVA resin. Their shoelaces are made from recycled plastic bottles, so you can feel good knowing your shoes are comfortable and they're also helping the planet. So if you want to discover your perfect pair of Allbirds, spring forward with the Allbirds Tree Dasher 2 at allbirds.com. That's allbirds.com. Spring forward with the Allbirds Tree Dasher 2 running shoe. Discover your perfect pair at allbirds.com today. Allbirds.
Shoes are made with sugar.
Yeah, they're sustainable, queen.
Very cool.
Ready? The Cash Me Outside girl. Bad Baby.
How about that?
How about that?
It's not Bad Baby. Isn't it?
It's Bad Baby.
It is?
It's B-H-A-D-B-H-A.
Oh, yes.
Bad, I mean, it could be Bahad Bahabi, but I'm going to go and guess it's Bad Baby.
Is that her name? Yeah. I know exactly what she looks like. Yeah, I remember.
We played her for Halloween, yeah. Remember?
Cash Me Outside.
So she bought a house in Florida, a mansion, for $6.1 million, and she paid all cash. Wow. Isn't that crazy? Danielle Bergoli, obviously known as Bad Baby, who was launched to internet stardom for fighting Dr. Phil, now has added something else to her name, a property owner. She's a Florida native, and her TV interview racked up millions and millions of views. She now has 16 million Instagram followers. She shelled out $6.1 million for a Boca Raton. I don't see Bad Baby as a Boca Raton queen. It's a very elder Jewish area. I don't know how the neighbors are going to feel. She shelled out $6.1 million in an all-cash deal. Her home is 9,200 square feet, 7 bedrooms, 7 bathrooms, and it comes packed with amenities. It was completely redone in 2020. It's considered an estate. It has a 2-story guest house, an acre of land, hurricane impact windows, porcelain tiles throughout. The pictures are really stunning. It's a modern, clean, gray palace. It has an eat-in chef's kitchen, a walk-in pantry, top-of-the-line appliances, and the primary bedroom, which is located on the first floor, boasts 3 large walk-in closets and an outside jacuzzi area. Her ensuite bathroom features a walk-in rain shower with 2 shower heads, a waterfall middle shower head, and just lots of gorgeous...
Very detailed.
She's got a billiards room. I mean, because the listing was online. This house is fucking huge. There's a million pictures. Her bathroom has a couch inside of it. Weird. She's got a big-ass pool, big-ass lawn. You know, she did venture into music. She did a little makeup collab. It's extremely unclear where her money comes from.
I know where her money comes from.
I'm sorry. She also owns a 5-bedroom, 7-bathroom estate in the same neighborhood. Which is now on the market for 3 points. So she currently has 2 homes, a $3 million one and a $6 million one. She has a deal with Atlantic Records, even though they've since parted ways. So she had a record deal. She earns millions in brand deals with online retailers like Fashion Nova.
I wish I had said it.
But
I was literally about to say she got all of the money from Fashion Nova. She is like the Fashion Nova person.
Girly.
And
she also works with Copycat Beauty, and she launched her own indie music label. Worldwide, her music has been streamed more than 1.5 billion times.
Really?
Which, like, I feel like in streams is like not a lot.
That's not that much money.
Okay.
All the money's coming from the brand deals with Fashion Nova. Good for her.
That's insane to me.
I hope that nobody in like Fort Lauderdale takes this personally, but like I feel like she should have bought that house in Fort Lauderdale.
I agree. She's like, much more, her brand is very Fort Lauderdale.
A little less Boca. I agree. Boca is a strange.
Seems odd.
It seems odd, but maybe she is just that personality on TV. And really at home, she is a nice Jewish girl.
Right. Like maybe
she's not Danielle Bergoli.
Who is?
Maybe she's Danielle Cohen. And she just changed her name to do this whole thing with Dr. Phil. It would be just like de Blasio. William Wilhelm
changing
his
name
to Bill de Blasio.
Yeah.
Maybe she's just been playing us the whole time. She went on the thing. She's faking it the whole time. She's Danielle Cohen, lives in Boca.
Yeah. No, I have to say, this is extremely off-brand. Like, if there's anything you know about Boca, it's, like, very slow, very retiree vibes.
Very, very not Danielle Bergoli.
Right. No, but this Danielle Cohen theory has legs.
It's interesting, right?
It's very interesting.
Yeah, maybe she just like lied about everything.
I just can't believe because she has this much money.
Because people don't go on Dr. Phil like that without intention.
Right. No, I mean, but paying all cash for a house is insane. Like even the, like major celebrities have mortgages. I remember with Chrissy Teigen.
The mortgage rates these days.
Oh, that's true. Maybe she's just being a smart investor.
She could be. They're now at 6%.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
So doesn't pay to take out the mortgage and if you can do it in cash.
I mean, she just had $6 million chilling in a bank account. Like, to me, that's insane.
When did she go on Dr. Phil? We're literally forgetting that this is, like, 10 years old.
No, it's not 10, but it's, like, 5.
Okay, 5, 6 years.
Well, I'll tell you, actually, they said she went on, I think, in 2016. Uh, 2017.
Okay. 5 years, her first year, she probably made the most money, so many brand deals. And if she had a smart financial manager, put the money in the market, earned some interest, and all of a sudden, cash queen.
No, like, I knew she was a cash queen. I just didn't know she was, like, you know, buying $6 million homes for all cash. To me, that's just insane. Like, that's what I'm really shocked about.
Yeah, it's
crazy. But good for her.
It's crazy.
I'm shook.
Yeah, it's cool. Good for her.
Happy for her. And just a little bit jealous.
No, no need to be jealous.
Gorgeous home. Good really gorgeous home. Good for her. We love to see, you know, women in business.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, next story is a story that's been developing over the last couple of years has finally been put to an end. Mac Miller's drug supplier was sentenced to nearly 11 years in prison. So one of the men who supplied Mac Miller with the fentanyl-laced pills that led to his overdose has been sentenced to 10 years and 11 months in prison. His name is Ryan Revis. He pled guilty to one felony count of distributing fentanyl. He was one of three charged in the rapper's September 2018 fatal overdose. And according to Rolling Stone, he requested a 5-year sentence, claiming he was just a middleman and had no idea that the pills he supplied were laced. Prosecutors requested that his sentence be 12 and a half years. And before the judge handed down Revis's sentence on Monday, Mac Miller's mom, Karen Myers, addressed the court. She said, "My life went dark the moment Malcolm left the world. Malcolm was my person, more than a son. We had a bond and a kinship that was deep and special and irreplaceable. We spoke nearly every day about everything, his life, plans, music, dreams. Mac would never have knowingly taken a pill with fentanyl ever. He wanted to live and was excited about the future. The hole in my heart will always be there." So this has been going on for a while, but the trial has finally ended. He's been sentenced to 11 years. Mac Miller was 26 when he died at his home in L.A. from an overdose of alcohol, cocaine, and fentanyl.
Was it an overdose or was it fentanyl?
It says cocaine and fentanyl. An overdose of alcohol, cocaine, and fentanyl. And the case for the third man who was charged is still ongoing. So yeah, terrible. Just so sad. Terrible. Whenever I think about Mac Miller, it's like one of those things. It's just like,
it's horrible.
It's horrible.
And it's a constant reminder. Don't do drugs. But if you do,
be safe.
Test them.
Yeah.
Because like this shit, it's oddly there was a period like 5 months ago where it was kind of common.
You know,
like
it's you heard still
in the city,
common.
Like people are just dying.
And it happened like, all over the country. It's really, really common right now. You have to be so careful.
It just is so bizarre to me that a drug dealer whose livelihood depends on people being alive to buy your drugs would intentionally put something in it that would kill someone. It's
right.
So weird.
Like, I don't know how
lace
it
with something else.
I don't know how it works. Like who laces the drugs
and
in the drug chain and why? Like why?
Why are you putting things in it?
There's no reason. No, totally.
If anything, the opposite. Putting like the most addictive substance ever that's going to make somebody live forever and buy your drugs.
Right. No, like, totally. I don't get like the point of fentanyl.
It doesn't make any sense. We should probably do some research because there must be a reason.
I feel like this is probably like a closure finally for Mac Miller's mom. I follow her on Instagram. She's like a really sweet woman. And this is just like so sad. And I'm just, you know, praying for everyone.
The whole thing's terrible.
Terrible. We have a lot of like legal news today, like a lot of trials, because our fifth and final story is about the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial, which is just chaos. And it's brought to you by Manscaped. Ladies, have you started spring cleaning yet? The carpets need cleaning, the drapes need dusting, and you and your man's lawn need mowing. Spring has sprung, and the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming have the best tools for cleaning aisle 5 in your pants. Join the other 4 million individuals worldwide who trust Manscaped by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with code TOAST. You're a Manscaped girly. I bought whole set.
That was a great ad. Yeah. Like the copy in it.
It's not over yet. But,
okay, cool.
But I wanted to talk to you about your experience with Manscaped. All your products.
They have great razors.
Yeah.
That being said, like, I'm not using that shit on my face and on my...
Well, you clean it.
Yeah, but still, how do you...
Manscaped has the full package your household needs for spring cleaning this year. The Performance Package 4.0 is the only tool you need to keep the lawn smooth and smelling fresh. To start off your spring cleaning, use the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer to get the most precise shave to keep both your hedges clean and smooth. Did we mention it's waterproof as well? No need to worry about watering your grass with this tool. It's equipped with an LED light, so you know exactly what you're doing down there. This tool is so good you want to buy one for yourself after you see how smooth it is. They're also raising awareness for the most common form of cancer in men aged 15 to 35, and they're giving support for fighters, survivors, and families impacted by testicular cancer as a part of the We Save Balls initiative. They are offering a code, so if you can get 20% off and free shipping with code TOAST at manscaped.com. It's 20% off and free shipping with the code TOAST at manscaped.com. Out with the old grooming habits and in with the new Manscaped. Perfect gift for the boyfriend, cousin, brother, anyone in your life. They have all great grooming products. The razors, obviously, they have a lot of, they have underwear, they have great travel cases, they have a lot of good stuff. So make sure to check out manscaped.com, and the code is TOAST for 20% off and free shipping.
Great razors.
Okay, so TMZ is letting us know what's going down. Do you know about the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial?
I just know that like there's some drama over
there. So they were married, and then afterwards,
what's Amber Heard from?
She's an actress. Mm. She's not as famous as Johnny Depp, but she's pretty well. Like, she's from Aquaman.
She's from Aquaman.
With Jason Momoa.
Sure, anything else?
She's like a superhero girly. I don't know because I don't...
Superhero.
Yeah.
Cool.
So she... They had like this crazy messy divorce, like lots of trials, whatever. And then she wrote an article saying that she was physically abused and her journey with physical abuse and made it... She didn't say... I don't think she said exactly it was Johnny, but she made it abundantly clear that it was. And he is now suing her for $100 million, claiming he never physically abused her. And now their marriage is, like, on trial, and it's so messy. And there was, like, this story that had come out where Johnny Depp said that Amber crapped in the bed and, like, left the poop there. So that was, like...
Sounds like me.
In their divorce, that was like a story that was told during trial, and like people were quaking about it. And now the poop is coming up again at this particular trial. And he's taking the stand on Tuesday, which is today, in the bitter defamation lawsuit against Amber Heard. And he's expected to talk about an incident he says ended the marriage, which is when Amber or a friend, it's not sure who, defecated on his side of the bed. There's a picture, but like the picture of the duty is... blurred out, but like the trail is there. Do you want to see it?
No.
Okay. So Johnny is suing Amber for $50 million, claiming she lied when she accused him of physically abusing her. And she's countersuing him for $100 million for defamation, claiming he coordinated a smear campaign against her. Just hearing the word smear after seeing that piece of duty is just, it's not what I needed. So a key date in the trial is April 22nd, 2016, when Amber was having a birthday party for herself at their downtown LA penthouse. Depp showed up late and decided he would bail, which he says enraged Amber. And Amber said Johnny threw a Magnum wine bottle at her before leaving. We're told the housekeeper called Johnny Depp the next morning and told him someone had crapped on his side of the bed and then put the covers over it. He thinks Amber wanted him to unsuspectingly hop in the bed and sit on the poop. Depp believes that Amber Heard or one of her friends were the culprit. Amber has said one of their Yorkshire Terriers was the one who took the dump, but Depp has scoffed at that, saying the poop was too large to be coming out of a 3 or 4 pound dog. Johnny has said the pooping incident was the final straw in their marriage, and the poop is on trial. Amber's on trial. If you were, what would it take for me? Like, what would I have to do to make you so angry to take a dump on my side of the bed?
Nothing.
I don't think I could physically take a dump, not in a toilet.
It's just not like a normal
response
to anything.
It's so disgusting.
It's just weird. Like, I would sooner take a dump on your side of the bed as a joke.
Right.
Than like, as like, I'm getting back at you, so I'm shitting in my own bed.
Do you think...
It's my bed, too. I had to sleep on the other side.
Do you think that, like, you could physically get a shit out of your butt not being on the toilet? Like, I feel like I couldn't squat
a
and just...
A whole shit?
Yeah.
Because, again, like, literally 3 weeks ago, I shit in the bed.
No, but you were sick. That's different. You had no control of your bowel movements. Saying, like, would you consciously, intentionally be able to squat over the bed and dump? I feel like my body wouldn't work that way. Unless you dumped in the toilet and picked it out with a glove.
It would have to be time and place. Maybe you had like 2 Subway footlongs, iced coffee. You're holding it for a long time. And you strategically wait until you're about to burst.
Right. You could be strategic about it. That's true.
You could be strategic about it.
But they were having a party the night before. So, like, you know, when you drink a lot, sometimes I think when you do drugs, you have to like poop.
It's just, but not normal poops.
But if you were like fucked up, like doing, you know, drinking a lot, maybe your inhibitions are lowered. You could force out a dump on the bed.
Look, I know nothing about this story. It seems very, very odd. And there's nothing worse than hearsay on if somebody hit someone. Like, did you hit her or not?
Right, right. And, you know,
that's crazy.
That's
terrible.
It's like, crazy how the public, like, especially on the internet, like, people do not believe Amber Heard. Like, people are universally siding with Johnny Depp on this.
I mean, I want to.
Right, because he's Johnny Depp.
And I love him.
Yeah, so
Pirates
I don't know.
Of the Caribbean.
I don't know what the truth is. And I'm not, like, super invested in these two. Like, I remember when they were married. I don't remember much. Like, I'm not really caught up on the details here.
So he sued her. She said that he hit her.
She wrote an article.
He sued her, but not saying that it was him.
I don't think she said by name, but she said, like, her ex-husband or whatever.
Got it. He then is sued suing her
and she's countersuing
for lying.
And she's countersuing.
And she's countersuing for him lying.
Mm-hmm. It's a mess. Just so much money wasted.
Yeah, I mean, the real winners are the lawyers.
100%.
Terrible. Okay.
Okay, so that's like all the Fast Five stories. Lots of legal news, legality everywhere. Yeah, and those are the Fast Five stories. Ben, I'm so grateful that you joined us. I love seeing you, even though I see you every day.
I love seeing you as well.
Don't forget to use code BWNJ at SpritzSociety.com.
BWNJ, SpritzSociety.com.
And that's our show.
Don't you normally leave an Easter egg? Like one of those things you still do that? Like where like people go and like write an emoji or something?
Yeah, like sometimes.
You do that? I would just love to know if people want to guess the new flavor.
Sure.
They can leave an emoji of the fruit that they think it will be.
On our Instagram. Thank you, Ben, for being here. Toasters, we've got a great week. We've got Tayshia tomorrow, Remy Bader Thursday, and Jackie's back on Friday. So it's going to be a great week. Thank you so much for listening to The Morning Toast, the Millennial Morning Show, where we deliver the Fast Five stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give this video a thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast anywhere podcasts can be found. So Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, Public Radio, iHeartRadio, Kissbox, all the places where we listen to podcasts. Find us The Morning Toast, even faster. We have a beautiful starting tomorrow. We are. Love you, Ben. Love you guys. Have a great day. And we'll see you tomorrow.